This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A wake-up call, in a manner of speaking. Seven after the hour, the DJV experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Coming up, a television report. What's the fate of Bill O'Reilly? And will there be a Hollywood writers' strike? Jennifer will have what you can expect on television tonight. In order for us to do our job, I think, and we never really collaborate. We have meetings every once in a while talking about what's on the program, but what you get is a sense here. The top adventure of the day is based on what makes you happy. And, you know, every once in a while we laugh about the things that we do that are not necessarily aimed at the good side of things. But, you know, Victoria will keep me on the straight and narrow. I don't, that's a horrible way to start the hour with that piece of bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about firing squads.
Yeah. What is it that brings out the child in you? Jennifer.
Firing squads.
Yeah, firing squads.
The reason I'm thinking about this is because we just did a story about a new kind of exercise routine that will help you lose weight. And it's from a Native American experience. And it's called a powwow dance. And as I said to Kara about 4 hours ago, can you find me Powwow the Pony?
Uh-oh.
There's a song. Yeah, yeah. I used to have it. I know we played it because it was actually kind of a Christmas song done by a guy who was a friend of mine who was a television personality in Boston named Rex Traylor, who had a show for children for 25 years, and he did a lot of recording, and one of the songs was Power of the Pony. So it brought me back to thinking about when I was a kid. And that's the thing that is most productive. I think all of us, if we were honest and admitted to ourselves that when we have our best moments, we are thinking about the child within, the childhood experiences that we've had. When you are a child, you enjoy the wonder, the business about being carefree. How many of you think about, I've had this conversation so many times with Meredith, what she would do as a child in the neighborhood. They'd go outside after school and they'd play until it was dark, and the mother would yell, "Dinner's ready!" And that was how we used to spend our time. I didn't, because I was on the farm. But a lot of children that I know used to do that. There was never after school, like, what do we do with ourselves? And as soon as they were able, everybody had a job. And there was a good deal of social interaction. It was kind of fun. But being, like, playing in the sandbox, or just being able to discover things and have fun. We don't do that now. Kids are the helicopter business. Everybody's watching every second. A kid's got to have a cell phone. Mother calls 15 times. You okay, Johnny? You okay? Let him fall down and bruise his knee, or, you know, whatever it is. Get dirty. I tell the story frequently about me taking Miles out for the first time by myself and having to go jump in a sand pile and get dirty. You stick his hand on the inner brake of the car and got it all greasy, and I brought him back to the restaurant, and his father's horrified. And it's just, you know, you wander off and explore. That's what being a child is about, and we lose it sometimes. And now more than ever, we have this thing in front of us that keeps us from thinking and exploring and having fun. Jump on a bicycle and fall off. You know, and I'm not looking for misery here, but it's a way to learn. It is. Nobody taught me how to be a child. And you've said to me, Jennifer, on any number of occasions, that you didn't think I had a childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
I have. Yeah, well, I know that you, I don't know if I've ever said it that way, but I know that it, when you have an alcoholic parent, that that robs you of your childhood.
Right.
Yes.
So that's why I am the way I am as an adult. I'm pretty foolish. I'm pretty silly. If given my bent, I would screw off on the radio all the time if I could get away with it. I haven't quite figured out. But I am, I'm like that because I think I missed it as a child. So that, and by the way, that affects my relationships, unless you have somebody else that you have a relationship with that is childlike as well, mm-hmm. and that means that's good and bad in terms of how you handle situations. But if you weren't a child when you were supposed to be a child, oftentimes when you grow up, you'll revert back to being a child. And I don't think that's all bad. We have so much serious stuff. I mean, look at the headlines every day. It's this hour and that hour. Let's just have some fun. So, and I don't know whether it's immediate gratitude or is it happiness, and are the two one and the same? Victoria, do you think that having gratitude and being happy, not gratitude, what was the word I used? Not gratitude, but if whatever the experience that is about being happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about the time you spent with Lewis. So I can tell the way you talk about your parents. You love going to visit your parents' house.
Yeah, I do.
Makes
I'm
happy.
Lucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Jennifer loves to be with her parents. Makes her happy. When her parents are together, it doesn't make them happy, but it makes Jennifer happy. She's with them individually. And so, Karen, I can tell by you talking about your father. I don't hear you talk much about your mother. But I hear you talk about your father, and I can tell that you have fun with him. You've got a new niece. Your sister's married, and you know, all those things are fun.
And also, if my mom's listening, I love you, too.
Hi, Mom.
I don't want her to get the short stick.
You can send me her Christmas gift if you want, Mom. Yeah. I'll talk about you.
Hi, Mom. I bet you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It's just pick something that'll make you happy today. You don't always be angry about stuff. We can find
it. Not at Disneyland. Hey. That's where everybody feels childlike again, right?
No, I don't think so.
I get angry at Disney.
No, I don't. Do you? Standing in long lines. Yeah, all those lines.
I mean, I've only been when I was a kid, so I don't know if I could handle it as an adult.
You guys are party poopers.
I think that there are. I'll tell you one thing that I spend a few minutes on every day. Not a lot of time, maybe 4 or 5 minutes, going to my Facebook page. Now, I didn't used to do this. But I found this group, this community of people who are sort of my friends. Some of them I've actually gotten to know through Facebook in a way. And I like sharing most of the stuff, although I look at the people who share my stuff. And I find it rewarding. And as I say, most of them are about animals. Most of the video and stuff that I post has to do either with relationships or with animals. And it's nice, it's gratifying to see some of these people, and actually folks that I haven't heard from for a long time that are connected to me, and I feel like I'm more connected with them now. Is that strange? So where you hear me often decrying the use of the tools, the iPads, the iPhones, all that stuff that's around us that seems to distract us, the other side of it is, the good side of it is, that you, at least in my experience, and I bet all of you have this somewhat, you've been reconnected with people. Maybe that you haven't. I've reminded about birthdays of people that I care about, and then I'll send them a quick happy birthday. You know, that's kind of nice. And then they'll share. My friend Ted, whose birthday was the other day, called me on Easter, and we talked for about 15 or 20 minutes. I haven't had a chat with him since Christmas time. And I love his company. He's a wonderful human being. And so that's the kind of stuff that not only makes you happy, but probably if you really are to analyze it, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but it'll probably give you some inner strength, inner gratitude, hope. I mean, there are a lot of people that keep saying we're in uncertain times. I think that's overrated. But, you know, it still is nice to have an island to go to. And it's you know, if you have somebody in your life that makes, or not makes you happy, but you're happy around, even better. Whether it's somebody your own age, opposite sex, whatever, grandchildren, maybe you've got a number of people. But I just think that it's, think about the stuff today and the people who will make you happy. And the number one thing that I get out of Jennifer and Victoria being here is that they are happy and they enjoy each other's company. They enjoy, thankfully, my company. I enjoy their company. And most of all, you enjoy their company. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here to talk about it. So, in terms of whose company you enjoy, if you like Bill O'Reilly's company, you may be too late on that. Maybe the end of the road for the big O. We'll find out about that in a moment here as Jennifer brings us up to date on what you may be wanting to watch tonight, plus that story and the writer's strike. What will that do to TV? 16 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through financial empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's get to our television report. First of all, Bill O'Reilly, who wants to take this one?
Oh, well, I guess I could, I guess. Amid all of these sexual allegations against Bill O'Reilly, he decided to take a vacation to Italy. And he's supposed to come back on Monday. Now it looks like maybe he won't. The reports are out that the Murdoch family is looking at dissolving.
Dissolving. They're running the company now.
Yeah. Well, that are dissolving the relationship with Bill O'Reilly, who they just re-signed for $18 million a few weeks ago. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
3 years. So they're going to have to pay him $60 million to get rid of him.
Just to get rid of him. So this is why I think it's kind of a weird decision by the Murdoch family. I mean, Rupert wants to keep him. One of the sons wanted to keep him as well. It was the son, I believe, James, who wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And James turned to Lachlan and said, look, we need to do this. We need to get rid of him. And so it seems that that's the direction that they're going. But they haven't denied or confirmed yet at Fox.
So where does he go? What's a good home for O'Reilly? Well, but you see the impact of him. The ratings on that hour down at 25%.
And so, it didn't matter. Even with the allegations, people were still watching him.
People aren't paying attention. The people, this is a way of getting rid of somebody. This is a way of quieting a voice that some people don't like. It's just another one of those turns in the road where you try to silence somebody whose opinion you don't like. That's what this is all about. And, you know, whether he's a pig or he isn't a pig, he still gets an audience. So he's going to get an audience someplace else. Where? Where does he go? Anybody got any ideas?
I don't know. Maybe to one of the streaming channels. I mean, that would be a big get for them because they would bring an audience that wouldn't be too quick to cross over. So, like, I mean, maybe that would be a possibility.
Video,
obviously,
serious.
I don't think CNN or MSNBC would pick him up.
No. Nope,
so that might be the only other choice.
Yeah. All right, Jen. What do we have that's good tonight that you recommend? What do you expect that's good
tonight
on TV tonight?
How about Survivors, Game Changers? That's at 8 p.m. on CBS. Also, a new installment of Nova airs on PBS at 9. There's an archaeological excavation in the Lithuanian city of Vilnius. How about that?
Where's
it's known as the Jerusalem of the North until the Nazis began a Holocaust. So you can check that out. Fargo is new on FX at 10. And also, if you like The Property Brothers, 9 o'clock, brand new episode, HGTV.
All right, that's the story from Jen, 21 after the hour here on DJV.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And in your ears. This is it. Dolly's inspiring a new college class, too. This is the musical information portion of each hour. At this time in the hour, we focus on people and the news from the world of music, all kinds of music. And Dolly is the subject of new class, University of Tennessee. It's entitled Dolly Parton's America, From Sevierville to the World. The course is part of the school's honors program, uses her life story to inspire students and help them understand historic local events. And in this class, students are going to study her autobiography, Dolly My Life, as well as programs like the Beverly Hillbillies, movie like The Coal Miner's Daughter, to examine how Appalachian people have been portrayed in pop culture, what can be learned from it. Country Music Hall of Fame member, businesswoman, philanthropist, is an advocate for higher education and more education. As a matter of fact, she's quietly given a lot of money to several, not necessarily colleges, but educational pursuits, things that she found interesting, because she's not an educated person. I mean, what does that mean? She doesn't have a degree.
Right.
She's got a degree in life. Can you imagine the experiences this woman has had in her life?
It's incredible. I love her life story. It's amazing.
It really is. I mean, and the fact that she was voted by her high school as the least likely person to succeed.
That is insane. Wow.
And now, when you look at Appalachia, which starts in the area around Akron and then goes down into her area, that's where Appalachia is. She's probably the most famous success story to ever come out of.
I bet she is, yeah.
She and now LeBron James, who comes out of northern Appalachia. She's from southern Appalachia.
Northern Appalachia doctorate. Is Akron?
Yeah, Appalachian. The Appalachian Mountains start in the southern, the southeastern part, the coal mines of southern, southeastern Ohio, and then you go down into the areas that sort of head south and west from there. Appalachian mountain chain.
I didn't know it went up that far. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, she got an honorary doctorate from University of Tennessee in 2009. This is why I think colleges, as an aside, it's always been one of my pet peeves, and one of the things I worked on when I was a member of the Board of Trustees of my alma mater was to get people who had life experiences credit, course credit, for doing things that either brought them or required a certain amount of knowledge they had to learn on their own that brought them into a particular status that, you know, I think deserves credit, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Life experiences are credit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this is one of my favorite Dolly songs. I will always love you. Yes. All right. Let's see what Carrie Underwood is up to. I'm not familiar with Mike Fisher, who's a hockey star. It's too bad Jennifer wasn't here.
I like hockey, Doug.
Okay, good. Well, here we go.
Only one person can like hockey.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hey, you rattle your cage there, Paige. Anyway, tell me the story of Carrie Underwood. She surprised Mike Fisher. What's his deal?
Well, she surprised not only Mike Fisher, who was waiting to play, waiting to start the game, but all of the fans in the arena. So it was supposed to be like the normal girl who always sings the national anthem. Everyone sort of has their own in-house singer.
Yeah.
And then Carrie Underwood walks out, and everyone just went nuts.
Yeah.
So it was a great surprise. As, you know, she's in the stands a lot.
She goes
to a lot of games, yeah.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah. She's, okay. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, the Predators went on to beat the Blackhawks in that game 3-2, so I guess she had a positive impact. 28 after the hour here on the DJD Experience.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off an HP PC.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off an HP PC and boost your productivity with a dependable HP PC.
Ends 4/22/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. Yes. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second, and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 34 after the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug, along with the Victoria and the Carrots, the DJV experience. Jay has gone to her other... have you ever been called V?
Yeah, all my friends like call me V.
Vicky. You don't like Vicky at all.
I do
and
not.
You're not a Vicky anyway. You don't look like it.
Thank you.
You don't sound like it. No, you don't.
No, I know.
You don't.
No, all my friends call me V.
Yeah, right. Okay, so V.
Yeah.
So it's V and C and D. Wait a minute. Let's do this alphabetically. Uh-oh, we put Kara first, though, if that's the case.
That's how I
C,
like it.
C, D, and V. Uh-huh. Coming up, the ladies are going to enjoy, but I don't, you know, I think this is what happens sometimes. You get into these beauty tip departments, and the men say, oh, I don't. If you're smart guys, you'll listen to this information, and perhaps you'll be smart enough after you hear it to buy something. If there's a suggestion of something you ought to buy here, you get the lady in your life a present, duh. Okay, Mother's Day is coming up, duh. So perhaps you'd want to get at it. I get this question all the time from people. How do we find you if the radio station only carries a couple of hours? This program's always actually on for 6 hours a day. And you do your weekend farm show and the health show and the countdown. Where do we find all of these things? Well, you can listen while we're on the air to the DJV show.com.
Yep.
Radio America, CRN, TalkStream Live, GCN carries it. But the podcast, some of the things that are separated out, like we're working off the air on this podcast of the ladies in their conversation off air. It's called Off Air. And we're going to get that up as a podcast. It'll appear in places like TuneIn Radio and Stitcher Radio and Blog Talk Radio. TuneIn Radio, I think, is a great place, actually. I find that to be a very intriguing. That's where you go to find all kinds of radio folks. There's a 24-hour Doug Steffen channel there. You can find out all kinds of things or listen to all kinds of things there, including our specials on food and food news. Here's why the time you eat dinner actually makes a difference. I need to pay close attention to this because I do not do a good job of eating dinner. I actually, when I'm by myself, and that's most of the time these days, so I stand up at the counter and eat. When I'm on the air, I have fruit and that sort of thing during the course of the program. Then afterwards, I'll take my vitamins and maybe I'll have like oatmeal and that sort of things, which I had yesterday. And then I won't eat again until nighttime, which isn't good. I'm the first person to know that. My trainer's all over me. Come on, you got to eat differently and better. Last night I went to a meeting, and before I left I was hungry, so about 7 o'clock I had some leftover, it was a fish stew kind of thing. And then when I came home at 10 o'clock, I threw some vegetables into that and heated it and ate some more of it. But that's not, you know, that's only keeping me from being hungry. Eating dinner before 2 in the afternoon sounds a little silly. Yeah, a lot of us eat lunch around 2 o'clock if you have lunch. According to a study out today, though, having an early dinner or maybe skipping dinner altogether may increase the amount of fat you burn at night when you are in the sack between those parachute sheets, right?
Right.
And it also helps you curb hunger swings. I woke up this morning, the alarm clock went off, and I got out of bed, and I thought, man, am I hungry? And maybe that's because I didn't have much before I went to bed last night.
Yeah.
Scientists say that in this test, the first test of so-called early time-restricted feeding, they had 11 men and women who were heavy. The participants ate from 8 in the morning to 2, 4 days a week, and then from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on another 4 days. They ate the same daily calorie amounts during both of these time periods, and they found that eating between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., followed by an 18-hour fast, burned more fat and kept appetite levels below where they might have been if you were eating from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., which is what the average American does.
Mm.
So anyway, I wonder about your habits. What's your habit, Kara, when you eat? Because we all have odd hours. You get up at 3 in the morning to come into the studio. So do you have anything before you come, or do you eat while you're there sort of when you can?
It's changed over time. I used to eat before I came in, but now it's kind of turned into I normally bring a yogurt with me, and if I remember, I'll eat that during the show. But sometimes I find that even though I get up at 3:30, it'll be 10:30 or 11, and I'll realize I haven't eaten anything.
That's a long time to go.
It's hard, too, because if I do eat before I come, I'll eat before I come in, and then I'll eat after the show, but that's at 10. And then, so, you know, by the time 2 or 3 rolls around, I'm probably hungry again. But then by the time night rolls around, I'm hungry again. So sometimes I'll end up eating 4 meals a day instead of 3. So,
well, if they're smaller meals, it's probably better for you.
That's
under
true.
Under that scenario. Yeah. What about you, Victoria? What's your daily habit?
I kind of munch on something during the show, during breaks, so yeah. I like to at least have a protein bar by the time the show is over, and then I'll eat lunch around like 12, 12:30, and I would like to eat dinner earlier, but I just haven't been good at that lately, so yeah. I definitely been eating dinner too late. I want to eat it earlier. Yeah, my doctor wants me to eat dinner nothing past 6. And I was like, all right, we're going to have to negotiate that. I think right, 6:30
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, but it is. I've had this bad habit all my life.
Yeah.
And it takes me longer to get rid of the winter roll when that's the case. You may firm it up, depending on the exercise that you're doing, but it's a tough thing to get around. All right. There's a big overview of tuna again. This is a very controversial subject matter in terms of food because a lot of people stay away from tuna these days because they fear that it's full of mercury.
Mm.
And to a point, that's right, depending on where it comes from.
Right.
And picking the wrong...
Good luck finding where it's coming from. That's the hardest part.
Right, exactly, because most of it's not packed in the United States anymore.
Right.
And as we all know, it's easier to get bad food into the country from other places where there's no inspection. You try that here, and you can't get away with it. But we still let all this food come in from all over the place. And so one of the things is understanding how to buy a can of tuna. And there's water-packed tuna, there's oil-packed tuna, there's dark meat tuna, there's light meat tuna, there's expensive tuna, there's cheap tuna. And so how do you know?
Tuna in a can freaks me out.
I don't like buying any of that. I like chicken in a can and crab meat in a can.
Yeah, you just, I don't know. It looks too similar to my dog's food. It just, I don't trust it.
I used to give Charlotte a lot of tuna, as a matter of fact, and I would take it out of the can. And then, you buy it in the store, you cook it. You know, the best bottom line here is if you see all of this stuff that's all over the place, a lot of it's from Greenpeace that doesn't like to see tuna fished.
Mm-hmm.
And that I understand. But the best guide here, I think, is not to buy canned tuna, period, end of story. Don't buy it. Mm-hmm. You want to have tuna fish.
What's the warning?
Cook it. Well, because things now are getting cooked in cans.
Uh-huh.
The metal of the can gets into the fish or whatever it is that you're cooking it in.
Right.
Dog food in a can. That's horrible. Don't do that.
Yeah.
The dog food gets most of the stuff now. They put it raw in the can and they cook it in the can. So the tin that's part of the can gets into the food. Who wants to eat that? You talk about Alzheimer's. That's the reason. That's one of the reasons. The tin that's all around us. It's like cooking food in a pot and it gets burned. And you take a stainless steel Brillo pad and you clean off the bottom of the pot. Well, you've released all of the silver that's there. And so the next time you use that pot, what's left, the remnants of it, you cook the food in it and gets into your body and then it goes to your brain. And hello, that's the end of that.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. So many people don't even realize that we all have a lot of heavy metal toxicity.
Yeah.
I mean, there are ways to eliminate it from your diet. I mean, there are things that you can eat, like wild blueberries. There's something in them that really helps eliminate heavy metals.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we all have it, and it's environmental, and it's in all the food we eat. If you let that stay in your system, whether you use, fluoride in your toothpaste or aluminum in your antiperspirant,
Alzheimer's,
that contributes.
Dementia.
It really does.
In a moment, we're going to change our tone and our direction. We're going to be joined by a lady who has some fabulous summer beauty tips. This is important for men and women. And I'll explain again when this lady joins us in a moment here on the DJ V Show.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The whys and wherefores of the day. Maybe whys could be W-H-Y apostrophe S or a W-I-S-E. Wise people are interested in the information we are going to present. Pandora Amoritis is joining us. She is a style director for the Daily Mail, creating original fashion for the site. So she's got her eye on what's going on. Pandora, let's talk about these summer beauty tips. And by the way, I said before you get on the air, this is important for men to listen to as well, because if they're smart, Mother's Day is around the corner, and the duh factor, get your woman something like these things that we'll talk about here, so that you can please her on Mother's Day and set out sort of a good tone for the way to protect your skin, that sort of thing during the summertime, right?
Yeah, and they're all very affordable, and you know what? I would say that men can use them as well, so they can learn a little something. Yeah.
All right, so shall we start with skin first?
Let's. So, you know, summer is definitely all about a sun-kissed glow, but no one really wants to get that for real. So my favorite way to go faux is with Saint-Tropez's new Express Bronzing Mist. It's a foolproof, convenient way to get that perfect golden glow just in time for summer.
Saint-Tropez is the best. That is the absolute number one best bronzer. I use it every year. I love it.
I agree. And, you know, I use it all year long. I don't wait for summer. I use it all year long. So this product that I'm talking about specifically, it's a foolproof, convenient way to just get that perfect golden glow. It has an advanced formulation that gives you a customizable color with zero self-tan smell. So I'm sure you know just how important that is.
Absolutely, yeah.
It has a 360-degree nozzle, so you can spray it at every angle on your body. You can use it upside down. It's great for those hard-to-reach places like your back. And you can customize your tan level. So you're going to leave it on for 1 hour for a light tan, 2 hours for a medium tan, and 3 hours for a dark tan. You're going to rinse it off, and then 8 hours later, after that initial application, you're going to have this perfect golden glow. It's absolutely genius. It's only $40, and you can get it at Ulta.
All right, so let's move from the skin then to the hair. What about Victoria's hair?
Okay, we could do hair. Okay, so Herbal Essences, they came out with 9 new collections of shampoo, conditioners, and styling products crafted with their new BioRenew blend, which merges the best of nature and science to revive dull and damaged hair. There is a shampoo and conditioner for every hair need and type, with ingredients like argan oil of Morocco, Arabica coffee fruit, and golden moringa oil. They're only $5.99. You can get them at mass market. For more information, you can go to herbalessences.com. And I have to tell you about these foot treatments, because they're also just so great.
Hands
for the summer.
And feet. I was going to say Medicare.
Men and women.
Pedicure.
Absolutely.
And
you know what? Summer is all about... Yes, it's all about flip-flops and open-toe shoes for summer. So it's really important to keep your feet in tip-top shape. We tend to give our faces all the love, but the love on our skin, the skin on our toes, soles, and heels often gets the shaft, but it's just as important. I'd love to tell you about these 3 new specialty foot treatments from the UK's Seventh Heaven, which is a great line of DIY face, hand, and foot masks. They're effective, they're inexpensive, and they're loaded with natural ingredients. They contain pampering botanicals and luscious scents that leave your feet feeling relaxed, refreshed, and smelling sweet. The first item I'd like to tell you about is a duo sachet. It's a foot soak and a foot lotion. It's a 2-part moisturizing and softening treatment. So first, it's a soak. The soak has a refreshing juice, pink grapefruit. You put it in water. You're going to soak your feet for about 10 minutes, and you're going to take them out. You're going to moisturize with this fantastic fresh mint scent. It really smells so great, and it leaves your feet feeling like a baby's bottom. Your feet really feel so soft afterwards.
A baby's bottom. All right. Mm-hmm. Give us one more quickie.
So just like your face and body, exfoliation on the feet is key, too. There's a foot pumice foot butter. The pumice uses pressed peppermint and ground pumice to buff away dry, dead skin. Then you're going to moisturize with a creamy shea butter. The last one is a quick fix. It's the Seventh Heaven Fresh Feet cream formula that dries to a silky powder.
All right. Good job, Pandora. Thank you for being here. 10 before the hour.
Next Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Wait a minute. I know who you are. Yeah, but I heard you were dead.
It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board.
That's not really, it's a theme from a movie with Kurt Russell, Escape from New York. There was an Escape from L.A. too, wasn't it, Trevor? Don't I remember that?
Yes, it was a sequel about 10 years later.
Yeah. Kurt Russell, how would you describe his career?
It's been pretty solid. He may not be known to some people as the big A-list iconic, but he's a B-plus. You know, he originally was one of those Disney stars. He did a movie in 1969 called A Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, and his career really changed when he did collaborations with John Carpenter, the first being Escape from New York, when he put on an eye patch as the character of Snake Plissken. Gave a totally different aura and feel in the industry. Then he did a movie called Big Trouble in Little China, and he also did the remake of The Thing. Three really iconic John Carpenter movies that changed the way people looked at Kurt Russell, and he's worked consistently, has had a great career, and will star in two of the summer's biggest movies. One, he's currently in Fate of the Furious, really cool in that movie, and then he plays a small but important part in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I believe he plays Chris Pratt's father, Star-Lord's, the character's father in that film.
How much does a guy like, is that a couple of million? What does a guy like that get paid for being in these movies?
Well, I'm not his accountant, so I'm not sure, but I'm gonna say he probably gets a solid $5 million.
Yeah, okay. That's
somewhere in that vicinity, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a favorite Kurt Russell movie?
What is?
Do you have a favorite Kurt Russell movie?
No, I think he's played a part in a movie, and now I'm trying to think of what the name of it was.
I'll tell you three movies you might like. He was really good in that movie, Executive Decision. I like the movie Breakdown, where his car breaks down on the highway, and they kidnap his wife.
Yeah.
That was really good. And he was also good as the Olympic hockey coach, Herb Brooks, in that movie Miracle. So he was terrific in that film.
Yeah.
Hello, what about Overboard? His best role.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, they're going to remake that movie, actually. They're actually going to remake that movie.
Really?
No, but is it a chick flick? It sounds like it must be.
It is, but it's...
They're going to do a reversal.
He started it with Goldie Hawn. They're great together in it.
Chris Pratt's wife, who's on that show, Moms?
Anna Faris.
She's going to star in the remake of Overboard.
Oh, she's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Chucker gives us some more movie news. Stand by, 56 after on the DJV thing.
Every April, millions of Americans from all walks of life commiserate as they suffer through the painstaking task of filing their taxes. Year after year, people sift through endless forms and confusing instructions. With an outdated tax code and overregulation stifling job growth, it's time we come together to help Americans to take back what's rightfully theirs. Our country has an opportunity to grow our economy, bring back jobs, and empower the middle class. With more, here's Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union.
The U.S. hasn't updated its tax code in over 30 years, and it shows. We now spend nearly 7 billion hours and $263 billion just to comply with the income tax system. Congress and the White House can fix this. Voters across the political spectrum have voiced their support for comprehensive reform. Washington has the opportunity to enact legislation that will lower rates and make filing taxes easier for everyone. We urge our leaders to seize this moment and pass tax reform now.
For more information on tax reform, please visit ntu.org.
All right, so Chucker, beside the focus on the fate of the Furious, there's this movie Colossal that's coming out. Jason Sudeikis, who I don't understand, he's in a lot of stuff. I guess he's a solid actor. He just doesn't, know what the big deal is.
He's married to Olivia Wilde, you know.
All right, I think I knew that, yeah. So he's in this movie with Anne Hathaway. What's going on there?
I saw the trailer. I think it's going to be more of an art house movie than a general wide release. Got good reviews at film festivals.
Yeah.
I think she plays a character who's actually, a big monster in the movie. It's a very bizarre looking concept.
Here's the review that I saw. Immensely strange, enormously entertaining. So let's see.
She's really good. I like her a lot. You like her?
Yeah, I did until I saw her wandering around New York smoking a butt, and then I kind of...
You know, if I stay on this show long enough, you'll like something.
I know. All right, so tell me, what do you have for movie news?
I was speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I said yesterday the advance buzz, really good. For people who don't know, Sylvester Stallone, who's not been in any of the trailers, has a small but important part in that movie, and his character reportedly will be in further installments, so good for him. And there's 5 end credit sequences in the end credits of that. I think that's the most... end credit sequences in any one movie. 5. So if you see it, stay after the credits.
Okay, good. Thank you. Follow Chuck Curry, speaking of credit, at Poseidon72, and listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes and Audio Boom. Chuck Curry.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.